Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece that every agency principal should probably hear before something goes wrong in their office. The article is called The Hidden Cost of an Expired License in Your Agency.
And that title is doing a lot of work, isn't it? Most people hear expired license and think, oh, someone just needs to renew. A bit of paperwork, sorted. But that's not what the article is saying at all.
Not at all. The article breaks it down into three separate costs, and they all land at the same time. The first is compliance. If an agent has been working without a current license, that's not just the agent's issue with the regulator. The agency has a compliance problem of its own. State authorities take that seriously.
So the principal is exposed, not just the agent who let their license lapse.
Exactly. Then the second cost is trading. Any deals that unlicensed person was involved in can be called into question. A transaction you thought was clean now has a flaw in it that you have to explain.
Which is a nightmare. You've done the deal, you've moved on, and now someone's looking back at it.
Income at risk, client relationships at risk. And then the third cost is reputation. The article puts it plainly. Reputation in real estate is built slowly and damaged quickly. An agency known for cutting corners on licensing is not one vendors line up to list with, and the reputational damage can outlast the compliance problem by years.
So it's not a one-time hit. It follows the agency around.
Right. Now here's the part I think genuinely surprises people. Most lapsed licenses don't start with someone forgetting to renew. They start with CPD that wasn't finished in time.
That's a really important distinction. The CPD is the upstream problem.
If the CPD isn't done by the renewal date, the renewal can be blocked. And a blocked renewal means the agent is unlicensed, without anyone actually meaning for that to happen.
And Queensland has made this even more explicit now, hasn't it?
Yes. From 6 June 2026, renewal applicants in Queensland have to declare that their CPD is complete or provide exemption details before a renewal can even be processed. So incomplete CPD now directly stops the renewal going through.
So you can't say, I'll finish the CPD after, just renew me now. That door's closed.
That door is closed in Queensland. And the article points out there's a structural reason this catches good agencies, not just careless ones. Every agent on your team carries a different renewal date. In Queensland, each agent's CPD year runs 12 months from their own individual license issue date. Two people who joined a month apart can have due dates weeks apart.
And if you've got a team of 10 or 15 people, that's a lot of moving dates to hold in your head while you're also running an office.
The article says it straight. One date will eventually slip, not through negligence, but through the sheer number of moving dates and nobody whose job it is to watch them all.
Which is a fair point. It's not that principals don't care, it's that no one has specifically been given that job.
And there's another angle the article raises around CPD and trust accounts. A lot of CPD content sits around the parts of the job where mistakes are expensive, trust accounts being a big one. An agent who's current on their training is less likely to make a costly error with client money. So letting CPD slide is a renewal risk and a practice risk at the same time.
Right, it's not just about keeping a license alive. There's a reason that training has to be refreshed regularly.
So what does the fix look like? The article's answer is simple. Tracking, done quietly and continuously. One register for every team member. License type, renewal date, CPD status. Renewals flagged well ahead of time. CPD tracked against the right state rule for each person. Not a single blanket assumption across the whole office.
And the reminders have to actually reach the person who needs to act on them, not just sit in a principal's inbox.
Archer does this for the agencies it works with. Reminders go directly to the learner. Archer follows up the staff member first. The principal only gets notified if two follow-up attempts have had no response, so a drifting date gets caught before it ever becomes an expired license.
That's the key bit. The principal shouldn't be the one chasing every individual expiry date. That's not a workable system for any team of real size.
Not at all. So the one thing to do after listening to this, if you're a principal, get a register in place. Know every team member's renewal date and CPD status, mapped to the right state rules. That one step is almost the whole answer.
The full article also links through to the CPD State Guide and the Agency Principal's Compliance Guide, both worth reading alongside this one.
Head over to the Archer Institute blog to read the full piece. Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want to talk through where your office might be exposed, call the team on 1800 069 273.
Worth picking up the phone before something quietly slips through.